Welcome to 1000 Voices. So we are on chapter 5. I'm talking about all things friendship, and this is episode 72. And I'm talking about the joy of friendship. So in the first part of this chapter, I spoke about, you know, the actual foundation of friendships. Then the second part was just understanding the challenges and the growth that comes with friendship. And whether you like it or not, you just have to embrace it, because that's just how things are. Now, I think you're going to like this particular episode, because I'll be talking about the joy of friendship and why we all, almost everybody, has some sort of friendship. First of all, I'm going to talk about the power of laughter. Tell me you are friends without telling me you are friends. If I just see two people laughing their lungs out, I just know these two people are friends. Or they could be siblings, but in most cases, they are siblings that actually don't get along. But I feel like there is still that thing called friendship that brings us together, that creates that bond. And one thing about laughing together as friends is it helps you relieve stress. And if you realize how tough and challenging this life is, right? Most people depend on their friends. Like, they can't do anything. There are people that don't even have love relationships, or that actually did not even have love relationships, but they've had friendships and they are okay and they're happy. Why? Because a friendship gives you that. It gives you that ability to be open. It gives you that space to feel and to be accepted and to be appreciated. And if you have a moment where you laugh together, you have fun together, it helps you cope with life. Like, you for a minute, you drop all that stress and anything else that's weighing you down, and you just in that moment with your friend. Another thing is, it helps you create positive memories. There is a trend that happened on TikTok, I think it's still buzzing, where it's like, show us like your friendship, or show us your connectivity or your relationship, because some people have like their secret languages within their friendship. So one person would hold their phone and then write something, and then the person would guess. And you could tell how people have beautiful, strong bonds in their friendships, because for them to actually remember that, it's because when it happened all those years ago, they created a beautiful, positive memory that would live for a lifetime. So that's one of the joys of friendship. Another thing is shared experiences. So creating all those bonds, spending time together, traveling together, it kind of creates a strong sense of belonging. You feel at home, you feel welcome, you feel like this is another part of you, you feel safe. And I feel like that is the sacredness of friendship, which is so beautiful, and it has to be protected at all costs. Another third thing is gratitude and appreciation. So whenever your friend appreciates you, you can feel so much joy within you. Same applies when you appreciate them as well. And this means even just things like expressing thanks. Like, maybe your friend helped you with your homework, or your friend helped you with some assignment that you had to do, or your friend came through with, like, you were looking for a job and your friend helped you find a new apartment. All of those things kind of strengthen the bond, and it also helps you realize that you have support. So you have support from a friend because of all the things that they may have done for you. And you always have to show appreciation. You always have to be grateful for all of those moments. Then another thing is, within your friendship, you have to find joys in the little things. Celebrate every single day. How often do you see each other? If you guys see each other every day, that's a beautiful thing. If you talk every single day on the phone, that's also a beautiful thing. And I know in each and every single day, no matter how tough that day is, you appreciate one another, you love one another, you spend time together, and you acknowledge all those little moments that make your friendship so special. And now, happiness. We all just want to be happy. So is as much as you guys hang out, you go out, you travel together, you go to lunches, you go to picnics, you go hiking, you go to different art classes, you go to dance classes, whatever that makes you happy, that allows amongst yourselves to be so positive that even when you're outside, you are spreading positivity. You also uplifting others when they get to see you. Because I've been in instances where maybe I'm at a mall and then a group of friends walk in, or maybe just two friends, and they're having a good time. Either they're laughing at something on their phone, or maybe they're picking clothes together, or they're picking shoes together, or even just in the restaurant. Like, you can tell that these people have such a beautiful bond, and it's always so beautiful to see. If we can actually just have this in our own lives and spread this positive supportiveness within the community, I feel like the world would be a better place, because we are acknowledging one another and we are feeling supported. Because one thing about a friend is, you know that your friend will always listen to you. Your friend will always offer you some sort of advice, and they always provide you with emotional support, which is beautiful. And I'm sure you agree with me that is what makes a friend play such a very big role in our lives. You build me, I build you. You support me, I support you. We work together towards a greater good, towards a bigger goal, so that at the end of the day, when you're happy, I am happy too. And it kind of allows us to move on in life, even though it may be challenging, but I've got my friend with me. So, you know, what else do I need? Everything is okay. No matter how challenging life could be, or work could be, or whatever situation, I just know if I call my friend, oh, we will talk about it, and then everything is going to be okay. In that moment, everything will be okay. And even after the call, you will feel so relieved, because your friend is there to support you. So let's create safe spaces where we're offering non-judgmental support, where we can encourage vulnerability, so that you rely on each other and you keep that friendship beautiful. As the joys of friendship, you have to keep it beautiful. I am asking, as much as I mentioned, I'll be talking about the toxicness of friendships and fake friendships. If you're listening, let's keep our friendships sacred. Let's keep the values of friendships sacred. I know there are some nasty people out there, and once that veil is open and it's broken and you realize that you were in a fake friendship, it's so heartbreaking. I will tell you about this at the end, but I just want you to know that if you have a good friend, I want you to message them right away and tell them how much you appreciate them. If you can't message, call them, or even when you meet them next, tell them, give them one big hug, tell them, you are my true friend, I've known you for years and years, and life has always been good. Yes, there are ups and downs, but you've always been by my side, and I want to appreciate you. I think we kind of need to start doing like friendshipversary. I don't know, maybe people do that already, but I think it has to be like a common knowledge that I'm celebrating the day that I met my friend and we are going out. Like, we're just celebrating this beautiful relationship because it's beautiful. It is beautiful. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and the next one, I will be talking about vulnerability. I will be talking about friendship in the digital age, where things are gonna get real, because there is so much I have to share. The dynamics of life have changed ever since the internet was brought to us. And because of that, we also need to adapt, and we need to understand the journey we're on, so we can move with grace, we can move with love, we can move with passion. And that way we get to live a more fulfilling life. See you on the next one.